The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. It's Friday, the 19th of April, 2019, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate, and community. That's all about Shasta Regional Medical Center. So good morning, everybody. Jared, how are you?
I'm doing well.
We have people coming in for Easter, and Linda was up and already getting the house ready for people coming in today. So how are you? So everything's okay. What do you got planned this weekend, buddy? Anything?
I don't have any plans, to be honest. Sunday. I don't,
Okay.
No plans. No family or anything, but.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what's what it look like? Should everybody get out of bed this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
54 degrees currently right now in downtown. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a chance of showers tonight. A high of 83, a low of 55. Tomorrow, showers going to be likely throughout the day with a high of 70, a low of 51.
Wait a minute. Let's go back again. So today is going to be what?
It's going to be a high of 83, a low of 55 with a chance of showers.
Chance of showers. Okay. And tomorrow?
Showers are likely with a high of 70 and a low of 51.
Okay.
On Sunday, it's going to be a nice day, sunny and clear, high of 81, low of 53. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny, partly cloudy at night with a high of 85 and a low of 58.
Cool. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers, and when it's starting to get warm like this, are cool. Hey, locally owned and operated right out of Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And Red Bluff Roundup. Red Bluff Roundup starts today. The largest three-day rodeo in America with over 600 entrants and over $250,000 of a purse. In fact, I think one of the winners here can walk away with something like, $50,000. And, you know, plus they have added money to this. So, I mean, this is a huge event, in Red Bluff. And it also is, it circles out to us because people stay here in Redding, people go down and enjoy it. But the Red Bluff Roundup, it's going to be a great, great weekend. So if it's Friday and I have Amy in front of me, which I just found, I find out different things about Amy every week. And I did not realize what a fisherman you are, fisher person you are. Fisher, what? Fisherwoman.
I guess, yeah. Fishing lady. I don't know. I like
fishing
fish.
Lady. I did not realize that you were really into this.
Yes, it's my hobby. Everybody should find an outlet that's not work or children.
And you're a trout fisherman.
I like to go trout fishing, yes. And it is the time, so.
It's that time. In fact, she's telling me every lake that's been stocked. And so which means is that you don't have to tell me.
I'm not going to tell. I'll tell you the general area. There's one in Whitmore that I really like going to.
Okay.
That's it. That's all you're getting from me because a lot of people don't know about it.
Okay. Well, you could tell me during the break because it makes no difference because I don't go out and do that. but so you said, well, you know, they're finally getting off their butt, the fish and game department.
Yeah.
Because you said last week there's like seven. Now, today,
yeah,
there's 30.
I've been stalking the stalking page. So they finally stocked fish. So I'm ready
you're
for my weekend.
You are stalking the stocking page.
I am, yeah.
That's cute. Okay. Now you've got quite the, you got quite the pup here today.
I do. I got a little firecracker with me today.
Yeah.
She's not being a firecracker right now. She's actually just laying down under the table. But I have Kara with me today. Kara is about a year old. She's very young. She's a really pretty black and white pit bull mix with a really, like, pretty seal color. Probably pit lab. I can see that
I couldn't,
in there.
You know, okay. You know what? I've seen so many. She did not look pitty to me at all.
No.
She didn't. She looks lab.
Labby, pity. Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure there is, but
even maybe like collie in there too.
I'm
like
thinking
a border
because
collie weird,
I tell you what, I've never seen a dog that's come in here turns and looks to give me a lick on the hand and then jumps all four feet off. She hopped up.
She does hop. So she's working. We are working today really hard on not jumping on people.
She didn't jump on me.
She is very young. So she's only like maybe a year. So she's just on that cusp of still being a puppy. She does know her basic commands though. So she knows how to sit, shake, and lay down.
She's doing a great job of laying down right now.
She's very focused and easy to train. So she's really smart. She gets things very quickly. So she, even though she, you know, has some fun dog kinks to work out just that come along with being a puppy, she is extremely easy to train because she's so treat motivated and she's very laser focused on you. So.
You know what? I've been staring at the bacon you've got up there on the table here, but it's not really bacon, is it?
It looks real.
It looks real.
It smells real.
She has her tail. She's black and white, but her tail is black except for the exact for the tip of
it's
it.
It's like a little oil dipstick.
Yeah,
except the opposite.
It looks like it does. It looks like a paintbrush.
And she's actually a really fun color if you really look at her. It's called Seal because it's not black. There's brown in it. There's different. And in the sun, I have a dog that's Seal, and he turns all the way from, like, almost blonde under the black to, like, an auburn color. It's a different, like, genetic makeup that makes the Seal color, which is kind of fun to see it. But she is.
She's got a little white muzzle. I mean, yeah. and freckles.
She's
and
a really
I just whistled
sweet girl.
A little bit, and she's.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? Somebody wants to play?
She does great with kids. She will need a proper introduction with any other dogs just to make sure that they get along in the house. But probably no kitties because she was pretty, she's got a pretty high prey drive when it comes to small animals like that. So probably no cats for her. But she does do well with kids. She's very, like, tolerant of handling and is totally fine being.
I could see her licking kids all over her face.
Mm-hmm.
And
she definitely does need a firm owner. She's going to need someone that takes time with her. She still does need training. She's not like.
She's a puppy still.
She's a puppy. So she's just a baby. So she does need that, you know, extra patience.
You bring her to your house the night before. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, you don't. Okay. But you've been traveling with her all day.
Yeah, I have. I whip them into shape, too. It's funny.
Whip them into
shape. By the
time
I get back to the shelter, they're a whole new dog. They learn how to walk on a leash, and they learn how to sit by me and just chill because I don't put up with shenanigans. And a lot of the dogs know that. That's why they like me so much because they know when I'm around, I better behave.
Uh-oh. The bad moms here.
No, I do positive reinforcement a lot with them,
that.
But they also kind of know that I'm, you know, I'm going to make them sit and listen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what. Kara is just laying here on the floor. She's just been a little joy here. She licked my hand when I came over to pet her, and she's just, you know, she's happy. She's happy to see
she's
people.
She's really soft, too. She's got really soft fur.
Okay.
But, yeah, she's only $25 while we finish our Easter adoption special, which ends this
Sunday.
And this
is what we offer every time somebody comes on at that $25 adoption rate. They get adopted. We pay that for you.
Yes, and Kara, only $25 is the adoption fee for all the dogs in the shelter right now. We are still running the Pet Finder grant, the adoption special through Pet Finder, and any cat in the shelter that's over a year old is only $10 to adopt.
So if somebody comes down and gets Kara today, she looks like a fine dog. She looks like the type of dog you could walk along the river trail, play outside. She looks like she could probably chase a ball for like 8 hours.
Oh, she loves fetch. She found a stick in the parking lot of KRCR today.
Yeah.
And she threw it in the air and caught it for herself like three times. And I had to be like, we have to go in. And she found a stick and just went to town. She was throwing it up in the air and catching it for herself. She was having so much fun.
When I lived in Hawaii, there was this dog that lived next door. It was a pit hound cross they used to hunt pigs up there. And this dog, I'm not saying the dog wasn't bright, but the dog would play with coconuts. And one day I watched the dog, you know how it'll strip down?
Yeah, the husk.
The husk will start to strip down. He picked it up, he grabbed it, and he shook it back and forth. And every time he shook it back and forth, it hit him in the head. And he did that like four times before he dropped it, and he's looking around like, what the hell happened there?
Who hit me in the head when I was, was not
and
looking?
And I said, well, it took him a while to learn. He picks it up again and does it again. I'm like, oh wow. The dog was lucky he didn't kill himself. He's having a great time.
Dogs can be some of the smartest and dumbest at the exact same time. I've seen some things from some of the smartest dogs I've met do some really silly things.
Okay. All right. Hey, Amy's here from Haven Humane. Head on down there. You pick up Kara today, and KCNR will pay for your $25.
And don't forget, Pet Fest is coming up on May the 4th.
May the 4th. Okay.
May the 4th be with you.
As usual, Amy. Thank you so much.
Of
and good
course.
Luck this weekend. I know you're going to be out there dipping your pole or the
I
line
am,
in the water.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to the Whole Earth Festival tomorrow. The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival at the Reading.
Oh, yeah.
Not Civic. I always say Civic. It's the Reading.
Convention Center.
No. The Library, Sculpture Park, City Hall.
Oh, City Hall.
Yeah, they're having a big thing
there.
So we'll be there with a couple dogs and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Celebrate some Earth Day kind of stuff. So it should be fun.
That's like, you know, I like to kind of just lay on the ground on a nice day.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, it's 7:15 in the morning here, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's starting to get hot here. It's going to be 87 yesterday. I got in the car, and you know how the thermometer reads in your car, Jared? You know, and it shows you what the temperature is. Well, when it sits there in the parking lot, I think, for most of the day, it was 117 when I stepped into the car. And I'm sure that I'm sure that's just a radiation off the, I'm hoping it was just a radiation off the concrete, which it was. Anyway, Lions heated in there though. Just think about that. You've got, it's getting hot. Why don't you give them a call now at 221-2642. Have them come out and check all the filters in your car. In your house. Make sure that they're cleaned out from last year. Make sure it's ready to go, because when you turn it on and it's 100 degrees, it's too late then. But give them a call, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, and you're going to find out why Alliance Heating and Air is the ones that handle all the HVAC in our home. We'll be right back after these messages with Chatty with Maddie.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Gather your friends and spend a hilarious night with Saturday Night Live's funny man, Rob Schneider, at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in Real Rob, which focuses on the day-to-day hijinks of Schneider's real life. The series marks the first time any actor has ever written, produced, starred in, directed, and financed an entire season of a television show. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 31st. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys and cowgirls. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets on sale now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
We're never going out of style. I was thinking, wow, the sun is sinking low. We could
it's Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pig Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hey, folks. Good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reading community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Maddie.
Yeah, good morning, Maddie.
Morning, Carl. How are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know what? You're close.
Oh, yes.
A week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Maddie is graduating from Simpson University.
The suspense is killing me, too.
Is it?
Yes.
Did you finish all your exams?
I have one more paper to kind of wrap up, and then after that, it's just...
Do you know what your grades are?
I'm done. I choose to live in ignorance when it comes to grades, so I don't really pay attention until the end, but I should be perfectly fine.
I'm sure you will. Okay, wait, what's the subject this week?
Yeah, so this week I saw a tweet the other day, I think it was the 18th or 17th actually, so Wednesday or Thursday, President Trump had tweeted out calling the Democrats basically to come off vacation and get back to the subject of the wall that he's been talking about. So I felt like I haven't really heard anything in the news lately about the wall, so I decided to ask people what their thoughts were on the wall, whether they thought there was an alternative to the wall, just kind of some things like that, whether they thought it would be effective. And got some interesting responses.
Okay, let's run.
What are your thoughts on Trump's proposed border wall?
I think a physical wall is unrealistic and expensive. I think there's technology that we can use to probably obtain the same sort of security. Mm-hmm. I do think it's important that we secure our borders, but I think we need to do it in a realistic manner.
Besides the technology, could you foresee any other possibilities?
I think we need to enforce the laws that we have and probably put more people, more Border Patrol agents, and come up with ways to work with the other countries so that people have opportunities there and don't necessarily need to come here.
So I agree with the wall as far as for crime prevention, but I don't agree with closing the border with, I want people to be able to come in. We're a nation that is for all people, so I think it would only be fair to keep the borders open. I've heard in New Mexico where they've put the wall up and their crime has dropped significantly, so... That's the only reason that I would say it would be okay to have the wall,
yeah.
Is just to keep the drug traffickers and human traffickers and whoever else out.
I just think it's not the smartest idea. I think there's better ways we can use money. And this is not a product that I think is worth the time or effort of, I would say, the American people. So I think you should just drop it and, I guess, figure out another way that instead of raising billions and billions of dollars to build a wall, invest it somewhere else. I think, you know, there's better ways to deal with the situation, which is, and it's multi-layered, right? I think one is addressing, sending aid back to the countries, Guatemala, right, Honduras, and El Salvador, where a lot of these folks are coming from, because there's big problems there. So if we can help stabilize their economies and their governments, that'll stop hopefully the flow. Two, for those that are already here, put the judges down there, right? Pay enough for judges, pay enough for the people to process, right? So we know what's going on. And then three, you know, make sure we know where everybody is. Stop separating people, stop losing people. They want to frame it about, oh, we just want open borders. I don't think anyone really wants an open border. But you want a humane border. You want a sane process, right, that's fair and open. And, you know, a few bad apples make it through, but there's a lot of people that need help.
So the wall wouldn't be necessary if the people that we selected to represent us as our so-called leaders would follow the laws that have already been passed. And immigration is good, but breaking the law is not good. And the reason why America has been blessed the way it has the riches and the opportunity that it has had, is because heretofore this has been a nation of laws. People have respect for one another and they know where their boundaries are. So a nation is defined by its boundaries, and when it doesn't have that anymore, it's no longer a nation.
I mean, I think that what's lost in the conversation a lot is there are a lot of people who follow the rules and who come here legally, and for them it's a long process, and maybe the process needs to be changed. Mm-hmm. But that's the discussion that needs to be had, is what should the process be, and work on changing the law and not all of a sudden creating more problems.
Wow. Those are really good answers. Where were you at?
Yeah, so like I said, the sundial is usually my primary thing, and I walk around the trails and usually catch people as I come along. So it was pretty busy the other day.
One guy he's obviously been thinking about it, or he was listening to you and, you know, talking to somebody else. Well, there's three things we need to do here.
Yes.
And you know what? Every one of those people, I think, are correct. I he says, I like the idea of the technology. I mean, I've been around technology, and you know, I ran border ops, drug interdiction ops along the border. It was a while ago, so I can talk about it now. But it was along the Arizona border, and I had all types of assets, but they weren't a wall. But I tell you what, there wasn't anything could get put through like about 100 miles that I didn't know about, including planes. That was years ago. So the technology we have today with drones and cameras and sensor fields is there. On the other hand, the wall is symbolic. Mm-hmm. And I think when they put it up in San Diego and they did an interview with the local news organization down there, they thought it was and it really kind of blew the people's minds from CNN, was that, hey, this is working. Mm-hmm. It's cutting back on the number of people that are coming across here. We can't have – and what the man says, we have a nation of laws, and you can't be a nation unless you have a border. So he was right. And somebody else said, well, you know what, we have to take a look at this immigration process because she had friends, and it took them years. I had friends. It took them years to be able to get a green card here, and the guy had top-secret clearances that worked for our government, and he's from England and from the military. I mean, there was his was something that should have been a no-brainer, stamp, and 2 months later – he could have probably come in here. The idea about putting judges on the border and bringing them in and putting, as much as you hate to call it, detention camps there so they could work through these things.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, with people coming through. We've had the caravans recently. You know, there's these people just shuffling in wanting asylum. You know, and we don't have the judges or the manpower to really, you know, give those people a trial. And
so what we do is we turn them loose. Yeah. And then, you know, and even if 50% show up, or 60% show up.
It's more than it's been.
even when they turn them loose, when they come back, if 60% show up, 40% don't. The gentleman was right. We don't know where they're at.
Yeah.
You know, we can tell if a calf is born in British Columbia, we can track it down to Texas. Now, I'm not saying we should put something in everybody's ear or something like that, but I don't know. But I really enjoyed all the responses.
Yeah.
On that.
It was definitely, people had been thinking about it. You know, this has been a topic since Trump, you know, was elected into office. So
right.
I think, you know, he had proposed that and people have been formulating their opinions for a while now. But yeah, I was really pleased with the answers that I got. Some kind of shocked.
No wind.
Yeah, I know. Praise God. But yes, no wind this week. We did have speedboaters go underneath the bridge, which kind of sucked.
I did hear that. Now, next week, what do you think?
Well, we did have the recent Mueller report come out this week, so I'm thinking it might be of interest to, you know, talk to people. And
give them a week to kind of digest it and be bombarded from all sides about it's a roadmap to impeachment to, hey, utterly proven, innocent, guileless, that he's done, you know, did nothing wrong, no collusion, no corruption, no obstruction. I mean, you're getting everything on this. So it'd be interesting to see what people say about this.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to do my research too, you know. I haven't been super caught up, but
yeah. In the redaction, they said, you know, some of them were just a word here, a word there, but others were like one portion of it when they were doing the grand jury report. And they were talking about the areas where they were dealing with the Russians. There were whole, you know, paragraphs redacted because they were talking about intelligence assets and future criminal charges on not anybody here in the United States, it doesn't look like, but for other organizations that did this. Mm-hmm. And then as I heard on Armstrong and Getty yesterday, they said, yeah, but redacting one word can be important. And how? He goes, well, imagine if you came home and you said to your wife, honey, I want, you redact the last word. What's that mean? That could be 1,000 different meanings.
Very true, yes.
So, Maddie, next week your parents are coming in, getting ready to graduate. But you're going to hang around here for a while.
I will. I will be in Reading for a little bit.
And then where are we going to see you in the future?
You know what?
What are you going to be doing?
My degree is in communication and public relations, with an emphasis in public relations. So I'd like to work for a PR firm somewhere. Mm-hmm. The goal is to move back east if I had my dream job, I'd totally be a sports broadcast journalist. That would be awesome, you know. And I have the height, so I won't have to, you know, reach up super high and talk to the athletes. But
Maddie, how tall are you?
I'm about 6 foot.
About 6 feet tall. Mm-hmm. And, of course, on the Simpson basketball team. And not of course, but that's, you know, you're one of their stalwarts there and now graduating. And we'll just, you know, just hope that everything we're going to hang on to her as long as we can because chatting with Maddie is we're really enjoying this. Okay, well, thanks a lot, young lady. And have a great week. And I can't wait to hear Mueller.
Thanks, Carl.
You ought to bring your parents in here, too.
Oh, definitely. Some of them may be here Friday if I can get them up out of bed for this early. You know.
There you go. I got a feeling they're like you. They're probably achievers. Okay. Hey, 7:30 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, they're getting ready to open up, and they're going to relocate probably next month or maybe the month after that to 192 Hartnell Avenue, you know, that in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. They're going to be there. And you can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. They invite you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank, professional, but they're your neighbors. They're there to help you out. We'll be right back after these messages.
His eyes are cold and restless. His wounds have almost healed. She'd give half a Texas just to change the way he feels. Well, she knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damn old road he goes. Oh, well, it's bones and blood, it's a dust and mud, it's a roar of a...
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Highway runs to the midnight
run. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 19th of April. It's 68 degrees out there, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. I was looking at my windshield yesterday, and I had taken a trip up to Cedarville. And, you know, you always get this thunk. And I was thinking, well, I guess I lucked out. Well, I looked down and thought, nope, I've got a little chip, another chip in my windshield. So, Jeff, we're coming in next week, and you get to work your magic on my windshield because there's nothing this man can't repair. But if he does find something, if it's a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he's not going to touch it. If there's something else he can't do, but Jeff Wurst is a man of integrity. He's a professional. He's going to tell you. He's not going to waste your time or your money. He's going to say, hey, look, this is, you're going to need a new windshield here, and he'll send you to somebody he trusts. Jeff Wurst, windshield repair specialist, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Okay, they found another measles case in the county. I think it's like the third one. And LAX is urging travelers to vaccinate after they've had their third case at LAX. You know, I wonder about this, about measles. We're talking about 300 in the country of 300 million people. And now we're, you know, and now they're saying, you know, get vaccinated. Well, I remember Dr. Rodriguez that was here the other day, said it's important. Some people can die from measles. And I understand that. But I'm somewhat ambivalent about this, Jared. When I was growing up, When I was growing up, people would have measles parties. Moms would take their kids and expose them. So they could, you know, so I would get measles and my sister would get measles after me because I had them first and she'd get them.
You mean measles, not chicken pox?
No, measles.
Because when I was a kid, my mom threw me in the bathwater with some cousins that had chicken pox.
I had chicken pox, so you could get chicken pox, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but see, this is what you know, moms used to do because they wanted to be able to handle it, get it when they wanted it, you know, when they wanted you to be, you know, to have it, and they would treat you like this. I don't know of anybody, but then again, I was just, you know, young, about having, you know, people dying and these kind of things from measles. So I'm thinking that, you know, I'm sure that they did. You just didn't know it back then. But I find it that, you know, I kind of feel like there's somewhat of a semi-hysteria about this, about measles. And then I think about, and you know, how you know, these are shower thoughts. You ready? Shower thoughts. When you're standing in the shower, your mind just kind of wanders. This is my shower thoughts for today. I think about our nation, and I think about the pioneers that came across and built the country. You know, I'm not going to get into any of the political things, but they came, they left their homes. Some of them, you know, like women would walk across the United States, you know, with the covered wagons, and then they'd stop in the middle of nowhere, they'd build their homes, they'd build their farms, their ranches, towns, cities, and they built that and the strength it took to do that. And then after that, the next group came up, and then we started having the prohibition, and you know, maybe it's just a little bit weaker. And then the big depression then. And that's when my father and mother came up during the depression. They came up in a very tough environment. And then as they became of age, World War II started. They fought World War II. They saved the world for democracy, for freedom, let's say that, and gave the people the opportunity for freedom and liberty. And then they built, you know, they built this nation. And then my generation came along. Then the next generation. I wondered when you're sitting there, you know, you're standing in the shower, is every generation get just a little bit further away? Just a little bit weaker. You know, does that drive and the blood dilute just a little bit with each generation, so that when we come to today, that the ones making, of course, ones making the headlines are, you can't say that. You've hurt my feelings. I have to hide. Oh, no, you can't say that. You can't wear that hat. That hat infuriates me. It triggers me. You can't wear that hat. I'm going to take it away from you. I'm not going to serve you. And then at the same time, then you think about people that are in the military that are just like they were and their grandfathers, great-grandfathers. They're out there protecting our country. And you think about the people that are still, they're going to school, they're working jobs, they're still, they're building our country. The strength is there. Each generation gets a little stranger in some ways out in the fringes, but I think the core, I thought as I rinsed off the final thoughts, was the core is still there. The core is still there. And we are still a great country. We are the nation. We are the shining city still on the hill. This is why we have an immigration problem. People want to come here because they see it as a chance to thrive and prosper if you work hard. And you know what? You still can. You can thrive and prosper and become something and someone if you work hard and you apply yourself and you're tenacious. And this is why they come. So my beginning thoughts were, have we gotten weaker in each generation to the fact when I finished, I thought, no, we haven't. Yeah, we have our fringes on both ends. But in reality, this country is still great. It will remain great as long as we have that core and that core values in there. Even though sometimes you feel like the core values are under attack. The attacks by the media and left have intensified, if anything, after the Mueller report. As we said, the Mueller report said that the president was not guilty of collusion, nor was anybody, was any American that they could find 500 witnesses, over 2 years of investigation. Were the Russians trying to interfere with our election? Absolutely. And they've put out warrants for people from other countries, and you'll never get them served. They're never going to be over here. But they have found it other countries, and they've even narrowed it down to specific companies within Russia. But you would think then the country would be happy, would be joyful to hear our president was not guilty of collusion or obstruction or any of this stuff. You would think that they would be happy to hear something like this. But no. Now, the new line is, and I must have heard it 10 times yesterday, is this Mueller report is a roadmap to impeachment. Said dozens of times. A roadmap to impeachment. Even though it said he did nothing wrong. Said he did nothing wrong. Did he bend the rules? Maybe. Possibly. Probably. But people bend the rules all the time. But what does it make you, doesn't it make you wonder why these attacks are going on? Why people are so unhappy that President Trump was elected president? Why are they so unhappy? Because their person Hillary, who we have found out since then, has been tied into Russians and God knows what else. You think that the investigations on Trump were bad. I imagine that I don't know if Hillary Clinton, when she came in, if they would have been running investigations aimed at her. I just don't know that. But I do know is that our country needs to pull together. We have a crisis. We have several crises. We have the Chinese pushing out into the South China Sea. Pushing out, building aircraft carriers. That's for power projection, my friends, an aircraft carrier and the ships that support it. That's for power projection. You don't need it to protect the Yangtze River. You do it to push them out into the blue water. That's a problem. That's a real problem. We still have a problem in the Middle East. Syria is still in a throes of war. Libya is still being run by gangsters. Somalia still has no government. Any of those places in there, they're still fighting. There's still people dying. Afghanistan, we're still in Afghanistan. 3 Marines were killed last week. Did you know that? 3 Marines killed last week. A lot of people don't know it. That wasn't important. What was important was Kim Kardashian's ass. But not 3 Marines being killed out there. And I'm sorry, excuse my language. it's too late to bleep it now. That's what's important. But not those Marines that put their lives on the line and they lost their lives. So what is it about segments of the media and segments of the left and probably of the right? Do they hate this country? And I'm not talking the middle. I'm not talking Democrats. I'm talking when you get out there like this, that he is a crook. He needs to be impeached. He is a traitor. This is what I heard several times. He's a traitor. This is our president. Do they ever care about what they're doing to the fabric of our society? That is tearing our fabric apart. It's if we let them do this, it'll tear our country apart. Why not be happy that an extensive investigation found it? Yep. Nope, nothing here. But it's not. It's not. The roadmap to impeachment. Lack of bipartisanship. Break up of family and friendships because of this. I don't think it would be happening if we didn't have this constant news cycle pushing in this, pushing this, and pushing this. Because a man won an election they did not want to win. So we are going to provide not a physical coup, but it will be a coup to take him out. Because he wasn't the ones that we elite, we power brokers, we are the ones that make those decisions for all the unwashed between L.A. and New York. It wasn't what we wanted. So we're going to try and end it. I think it's time to end all that. I think it's time for everybody to take a deep breath, shake themselves off like a big dog that's been in the water, and say, hey, look, let's start moving forward. We've got immigration problems. We've got problems in the Middle East. We have problems over in Asia. We have our economy is singing, but there's so many other things could be happening. How about something as simple as infrastructure? We'll be right back right after these messages.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship.
Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, only full-service jewelry store in Reading where Linda hangs out all the time. Not all the time, I shouldn't kid. I kid her about that. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday, but they are super people there with super stuff, and it's Easter. You know, and Easter, for some reason, Linda pointed out to me, it's a jewelry thing that you give... President, I said, what about, you know, colored eggs? She goes, well, those are nice, too. So, Four Winds Jewelry. Yesterday, you know, we've been talking about Henderson Open Space. We're going to talk about it some more in the next hour. Also in the next hour, I'm going to give away a certificate for one free couple's meal and entertainment at Safari Club International, and that will be after 8 o'clock this morning. I went out to Henderson Open Space to a home out there to people who live right adjacent to it, right on Henderson Open Space. As do many others back there. This is not an affluent neighborhood. When I say affluent, the houses are $800,000 or $1 million. No, it's not like that. These are houses that people have built and had there for years, retiring there. They've lived there. They've built them. They're there for a long time. And literally, their patio abuts up on some property owned by a gentleman. I believe his name is Beeman. That owns like 6 acres back there. And then beyond his is the Henderson Open Space. And we're only talking about maybe 50 yards of space between them and Henderson Open Space. One house. I stood on their patio, their fenced patio, and I saw six camps. Six. In this one, and where I could see through the trees and saw six camps. I saw people walking around at various stages of undress. And over on the other side was where a lady had come in and taken her morning constitutional and just left the toilet paper there with all the rest of the stuff. And I look at this, and I look at these people, and I talk to the people around there, and they are under siege. They are under siege. When you have to lock your barbecue up with a chain. When I looked at their house, that, and I've been to their home before, and, you know, the gate was open, and it was, you know, several years ago. Now that gate is locked shut. The gate to the back is locked shut. His trailer is, not only is it locked, but it's also chained to the fence. And the stories I'm hearing from the people down there, yeah, these people are coming by in little zombie walks, and but they're looking at everybody's house, and they're kind of like if they see something out there they might like, they kind of start heading in that direction. So I wrote this, as you know. I put it on Facebook, but I also sent it. I also sent the show to all of our city council. But I wrote this yesterday, and I got a response from one of the city council people who said this was just, who had written to the other city council and the city manager said, this is intolerable. You know, this is, you know, people should not have to live this way. And we need to do something about it. We need to do something about it quickly. Now, there's, you know, what do you do? Well, this is such a multi-tiered approach you have to do to this. But the first thing you do, it's kind of like the border. First you establish a border. Then you get, you know, the ones that people are here, you start taking care of them, you start getting them into the system. the same thing for this. Six camps that I saw that had multiple people in them, from what I could see, the trees that you could see, they had cut down with axes and oh, yes, chainsaws. Yes, you know, those are out there, too. The harassment that is daily, that fences broken down, threats to, you know, they had security guards at one end when they were looking at the at Dignity Health. They left because they were threatened with knives. This is not the way people should live. These people that live there are taxpayers. They have jobs. So the city council, one of them sent it to the other, said, we need to do something about this. So the question is, will they do something about it? And then they say, well, it's a multi-tiered approach. We have to do all this stuff. The first thing you do, like I said, you establish a border. First thing you do is you take the park back. Rick Bassetti at South City Park was assaulted. We took that one on, and that started right there to take South City Park back. Is that what it's going to take? A civilian, a person, a lady, a child, somebody, even a grown man being assaulted in their backyard because they don't want people coming in there, or they're standing outside defecating right at the edge of their property, and you say something and things happen. Is that what it's going to take? I hope not. Every one of our city council ran on public safety. Public safety. Public safety is also, you know, the quality of life. The police have been busting their butt. Roger Moore, our chief, described South City Park as a prison yard. He was absolutely right. And then with the help of the city council and other people, they cleaned it up. They took it back. Roger Moore knows what to do. His men and women know what to do. They need to be told to do it. If they need the assets, if it means overtime and you have to pay for other officers from other organizations coming in, find the money. We can find money for so many other things. As one of the people who wrote to me said, they sure can find money for trails. They can find money for soccer parks. Why can't they find money to help us with our situation here? We're not talking 10 people here. We're talking hundreds of people that this is impacting on in our community. I don't know if I could live like that. Always worried that if my granddaughter goes outside, what is she going to see and what's going to be said to her? Oh, yeah, the profanity out there, I could hear it out there, people yelling at each other. But what happens if I said something? Hey, you can't. Hey, would you mind just getting away from here? What would happen next? Why would I have to worry about that? Why should I worry about that? So if I call the police, are they going to be there in 10 minutes or 12 minutes? No, they're not. Why? Because there's not enough of them. They're working other things. And so that they do come swinging through there a couple hours later, it's way too late. It's 1 hour and 57 minutes too late. The people should not have to live like this. The city council's job, their job, is two things. Public safety and infrastructure. Anything else beyond that is a nice to have. The two things they need to do is public safety and infrastructure. Fix our roads, fix our bridges, and keep us safe. Keep the police and firemen at a level that they can act and that they can handle all of these things. Oh, they just pity for the rest of them. They just get turned loose. Okay. What are they going to do? Sweep through there at night? Make them all move? Yes. Yes. It's like whack-a-mole. Yeah. But at least you're doing something. At least you're doing something. You're making them uncomfortable. Make the people down. And they're not all, and I don't want to make this misunderstood, they're not all like that. But there's enough down there that they have become this way, in such a way that now, unfortunately, if you're down there, you're going to be caught up in the whole mess. And you make them move. You make them uncomfortable. Make them react to you. Get inside their loop and make them react to what you're doing instead of us sitting here and talking about it for an entire week and nothing happening. And these poor people have been calling for help for months. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
A subpoena has been issued for the full, unredacted version of the Mueller report. That subpoena from the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. New York Democrat Gerald Nadler says special counsel Robert Mueller left open the question of obstruction of justice. Nadler says Congress has a duty to investigate.
He doesn't make the charge essentially because Justice Department guidelines, he believes, prevented him from doing so. But he lays it out for Congress, and he practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler on CBS this morning. President Trump insists the Mueller report makes crystal clear there was
no collusion, no obstruction.
The president criticizes the report as crazy. On Twitter, he says it was written by 18 angry Democrat Trump haters. Former Vice President Biden expected to announce next week that he is running for president.
Citing three people with knowledge of Biden's plans, the Associated Press says the former vice president's announcement is expected as early as Wednesday. The Atlantic first reported Biden's decision. According to several polls, the 76-year-old Biden will enter the race as a Democratic frontrunner, even though he faces questions about his age and whether or not his record is liberal enough for party activists.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Broward County, Florida Sheriff's Office investigating after a cell phone video surfaced showing deputies pepper spraying a teen and hitting his head on the ground. A group of young people gathered at a fast food joint after school. Apparently, some of them got into a fight when deputies arrived to break things up. Fiat Chrysler recalling more than 300,000 vehicles in North America. A transmission problem could cause them to unexpectedly roll away. This recall covers Dodge Dart compact cars from the 2013 through 2016 model year with six-speed automatic transmissions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Police in Northern Ireland say a woman fatally shot during riots in Londonderry this week was a journalist who was murdered by dissident Republicans.
Lyra McKee, a freelance journalist, was shot as she stood next to a police vehicle. She was taken to hospital in a police Land Rover, but died en route. The Easter weekend, when Republicans marked the 1916 uprising, is often a time of increased tension. Political leaders in Northern Ireland have condemned the violence. The deputy leader of Sinn Féin, Michelle O'Neill, called it an attack on all the community, and the leader of the Democratic Unionists, Arlene Foster, described it as a senseless act.
The BBC's Andy Moore. A tiny Japanese baby who weighed just 9 ounces when he was born 5 months ago is now going home from the hospital. The infant shown on Japanese TV Friday sitting in his mother's arms. Mom says the baby is doing well. She's looking forward to taking him home. News and analysis at townhall.com. Rebuilding the 800-year-old Notre Dame Cathedral cost billions of dollars.
But little of the money will come from insurance companies. Notre Dame and all of its pre-1905 artworks are the property of the French state and not insured. The French government's responsible for costs like restoration and rebuilding. Unique forms of property like monuments or religious relics are hard to value, not to mention trying to put a price tag on sentiment, history, and international renown. Meanwhile, Paris police investigators think an electrical short circuit most likely caused the fire, but they don't have a green light to search the charred interior because of ongoing safety hazards. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Israeli military has demolished the family home of a Palestinian charged with the killing of a 19-year-old Israeli woman. Israeli forces bulldozed two apartments belonging to the suspect's father. This happened in the West Bank city of Hebron. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning, 8:05 and 32 seconds, and the news is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Jared, what's the weather look like, buddy?
Well, it's currently 57 degrees here downtown. Today, we have a high of 83, a low of 55, with a chance of showers tonight. Tomorrow, showers are likely with a high of 70 and a low of 51. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 81, a low of 53. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 85 and a low of 58.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jared. Hey, you know what? The Weather's Report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And also, Chuck and Judy offered up 120-gallon propane tanks to those people that were caught in the fire, the car fire. And they're going to put it out on your property. If you're living out there in an RV or a trailer while you're getting rebuilt there, they're going to provide that 120-gallon tank to you free of charge. And they're going to sell you the propane for that tank at a very, very, very fair price. And this is to help people. They wouldn't be having to take their 7-gallon tanks and go up and down the hill or whatever it is. This is there to make your life easier because that's the way Chuck and Judy Kenny are from Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. If you need help, give them a call. Let me see. We got Joe Adamson on the line. Joe. I'm glad to see that you bought more weights down there, so I'd have some more to be pushing around.
Well, actually, that leads right into my tip for the day.
Hello?
Avoid the use of really heavy weights when you're strength training. Now, that said, I'm a huge believer in weight training. I actually think it should be the foundation of your exercise program. However, if you like getting up in the morning and not being doubled over with back pain and your shoulder hurts when you reach for that first cup of coffee, really need to avoid extra heavy lifting. Now, I'm going to define that as weights where you can only do about 5 reps. So, heavy weight training where you're set, you're only able to do 5 or 4 or 3 reps. That would be heavy. That would be considered heavy. Go with moderate weights where you can complete 8 to 15 repetitions. And, because your goal really of strength training or weight training is to add muscle, to add strength, and to add functionality to your life. Those can all be accomplished using moderate weights. It's still very intense. But moderate weights where your repetition range is around 8 to 15. If you do that, you're going to really reduce the chance of injury, and therefore you're going to get a lot better results because you're going to be working out injury-free. Injury is just going to put you get you out of the gym for a month or 2 months or whatever while you're recovering. So do that, and you're going to be much more successful. You're going to enjoy happier, healthier, more successful strength training.
Okay. You know what? I was teaching last weekend, but Linda came by your 25th anniversary open house,
yes.
And she said it was great.
Hey, we had an amazing time, and we really enjoyed all the other business vendors that came and did a little mini health expo. It was awesome.
Great. Hey, by the way, I used both of your techniques there. I benched 400 pounds yesterday when I was at the gym. And I did. I benched 400 pounds, but it was the 40-pound bar that you put the weights on, and I benched it 10 times. So that's 400 pounds. I got the multiple reps in, but it was still, I tell people 400. And they don't ask me about how many times it took me to do that or how many days. So,
and I saw you doing an Iron Cross as well.
Did you see the Iron Cross? We have that on film that I did the Iron Cross. In fact, I can prove
amazing.
It. I have a photo of it out there. Yeah, doing the Iron Cross. I'll show this to you later, Curtis. Hey, Joe, thank you so much. Adamson's Peak Performance is a great place. Clean, super people in there. Any type, they've got all types of programs from self-defense programs to, you know, your bikes, everything. They have it all at Adamson's Peak Performance. Okay. Hey, I am here with Curtis Byron. And good morning, Curtis.
We're on.
Okay. We okay now? All right. Curtis is a local businessman, Siskiyou Insurance.
Yes.
I believe. But you're also, we interact a lot is because you're doing so much for this community. Fundraisers, everything from the Luis Miramontes, which is we're going to talk about that, Special Olympics, scholarships. I mean, you're into everything here.
I try to be.
And so
it's a good community.
It's a great community. And I've got you here for a while today because you've been here for how long?
60 years.
60 years. So.
Well, 60 years in September.
So you moved here when you were 15. Okay. No, I'm just kidding there, of course.
We moved here when I was three months old.
Okay. And tell us about you. Tell us about Curtis Byron.
Moved here when we were 3 months old. Grew up in Old Shasta. Went to Old Shasta Elementary. And just been a part of this community. My parents were parts of the community, and I just kind of merged in. And as I got older, I saw just what a great community this was and wanted to do more. And like I said, got hooked up with Special Olympics, helped Steve Gaines start the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation.
Now, you have the Quorum Ranch.
Yeah.
Tell people what the Quorum Ranch is, because this is even though that a lot of people know about it, to me, it's still a well-kept secret. I mean, first of all, getting there. I'm not sure about the strip search at the dam.
But. Well, that's actually by request of us.
Oh.
And when we saw your name on the list, we specifically requested that.
Okay.
For you. Sorry.
Strip churches are okay. I balk at the cavity search, okay, coming across. No, so tell everybody what the Quorum Ranch is.
Quorum Ranch is a guest ranch that's been in my wife's family for years. Mm-hmm. It actually started out in 1977 as a group home for wards of the court.
Mm-hmm.
Debbie's dad, mom and dad started it in 77. It was wards of the court. It shut down in 1998. And
let's go back to the wards of the court now.
Sure.
You say what it is, but it's not until you find out the things that they did. They took young men, or boys and young men.
Yes.
That had been, they no longer had a family, or they'd been taken from their families because of bad situations.
Yes.
And then they came out to to Debbie's parents. And they lived out there, and they learned things like responsibility.
Consequences. Those types of things.
You have out there a kind of an avenue of trees. tell people about this.
Well, it's below Shasta Dam, so anybody that's lived here for any length of time knows that the smelters that were out there killed most of the vegetation. So there weren't
a smelter, a part of something there on your property right there.
The Balalaka smelter. Yeah. It was right there. The ranch sits on the actual smelter site.
You would never know that, but...
Yeah. But anyway, there weren't a lot of trees. So when the kids got in trouble out there, Carl, Debbie's dad, would make them dig a 4x4. And it was a 4 foot wide by 4 foot deep hole. And they'd have to plant a tree in this hole. And if you go out there and you look at all the non-native trees... There were some pretty bad kids out there because there's quite a few trees.
Well, but also many of those kids came back.
Yes.
That became successes in their life, and they would point with pride at those trees.
To their kids. And it really, Debbie would almost be in tears when that would happen. It was just really rewarding for her because there were so many bad kids there that these kids actually made it. They got married. They got jobs. They had families of their own.
They were given a chance, a second chance from people who cared.
Yes.
Who held them to a line, held them to a code of you work hard, you go to school, you learn, you and you take responsibility for your actions.
Yes.
And for when you do things, there's consequences.
Absolutely.
You know what? Maybe should be a lot more trees being planted nowadays.
Well, one of the reasons the ranch shut down was because the environment changed, and they were not able to do that anymore.
Oh, no, that became child cruelty.
Yeah.
Or not cruelty, and, I shouldn't say that, but, oh, no, you can't make them do that.
Yeah. I got a little later, I'll tell you a great story about the four vice, too.
Okay, yeah, because we got to take a quick break here. By the way, somebody just came in, and who was that, Jared? Came in to pick up their tickets, sir.
I think it was Dan. I cannot remember the name.
Okay, just came in for, but were these rodeo tickets?
I believe so. It was Bearbucks. Bearbucks.
Yeah, it was Bearbucks and the Redding or the Redding, the Red Bluff Roundup.
I think it was Chadwick. Now that
he brought his child in. Thanks a lot for listening, by the way. And I hope you really, really enjoy those seats. I think you'll probably all be sitting together there. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helper. Sharon Clark has had this business for well over 16 years, and if it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, one of her amazing caregivers can help you. She'll come out to your house, she'll see exactly what you need, and she pairs you with somebody that's going to fit your family there. You'll learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Just remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Curtis Byron and more about what's happening in the business world, the Luis Miramontes Fund, and these other things that have a direct impact on our community. 8:16 in the morning, 75 degrees, going up to like 84 today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Simpson University is pleased to announce that its annual golf tournament is on April 26th at Goat Hills Golf Club. Join the rise at Simpson University, known as Simpson Rising, by joining or sponsoring this wonderful event. You can register or sponsor online at connect.simpsonu.edu/springgolf or call 530-226-4750. You can enter for a chance to win an Apple Watch, television, barbecue, and much, much more. So join us on April 26th at Gold Hills Golf Club for the Simpson Rising Pepsi Invitational.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone.
Welcome back to P5 Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:20 in the morning on the 19th of April. 76 degrees, going up to like 84 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Specialist in emergency care with experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment. You're not going to stay in there longer than 30 minutes. That's what they're running now. You're going to be seen within 30 minutes of you going into the emergency room, sometimes a lot sooner. They want you in and out of there in an hour and a half. So, you know, kind of compare that to other times you've been in an emergency room for 5 hours. And you could have been seen, and you're uncomfortable, you're in pain, but you just didn't quite meet that threshold. Well, the Shasta Regional Medical Center, you meet the threshold when you walk in. I'm here with Curtis Byron, a local businessman, but also a great volunteer, a man who volunteers his time, his effort, his organization skills to help our community. We were just talking about where he lives in the Corum Ranch, and people can stay at the Corum Ranch, right?
Yeah, it's... Like I said, in 1998, we took it over and turned it into a guest ranch. And it sleeps a lot of people. Family reunions, church retreats, company retreats are very popular out there because we have five homes. We have five homes all within, you know, quarter mile.
Right.
And
overlooks the river.
Oh, right on the river rail trail.
Looks at the dam.
Yes, we can see the dam.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of the OHV area out there, we have, it's also the town side of Corum is right there. The smelter, we have pictures we got from the Shasta Historical mm-hmm. Society.
Your feet haven't turned green or anything like that?
No, it hasn't. And, you know, yeah, now we're good. You have no idea.
I know we have friends that stay out there. Gosh, every other weekend.
Yeah.
They really, really like it out there.
They're coming out tonight.
And they're coming out tonight.
Yeah,
That's right. Yeah. Linda says, gosh, that'd be a great place just to go out during the week. And I said, absolutely. Because it's quiet. At least every time I've been out there. Of course, sometimes I come out there when there's a group of other people there that not quite as quiet. You get out there early in the morning, it's very quiet.
I was going to say, you got there early. It was really quiet.
It was very quiet. It was amazing. Okay, talk to me about the Luis Miramontes.
The Luis Miramontes is a foundation.
I keep trying to get that pronounced. Luis. Yes, okay, it's Luis. Okay.
Yeah. Was an organization that Steve Gaines came up with, a brainchild, to raise money in the North State to increase cancer care in the North State.
Mm-hmm.
If you were diagnosed with cancer, you didn't, you know, most people were shipped out of town. Sacramento, San Francisco, because we didn't have the latest, greatest technology up here. So he formed the Luis Miramontes Memorial Foundation, which was a friend of ours and mm-hmm. a local professional business person and golf professional who was just an extremely nice guy that died too early of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And what his family had to go through for his treatments, going to San Francisco all the time and having to stay down there, we just didn't feel that was right, and Redding should be a hub for healthcare.
We've got really good facilities here.
Yes.
I mean, you know, Shasta Regional, Dignity, Patients.
Yes.
Hospital. I mean, this is just. I mean, we have a lot of quality health care here.
And it should be a hub for Northern California because you have Bernie, you have Alturas, you have, you know, Lakehead, Shingletown, all those areas.
I think as tough as it is for us to get San Francisco, think about Bernie or Alturas.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. So Redding should become a hub for health care. And so we started raising money to bring in technology so that people could be treated here and didn't have to go to San Francisco or farther.
Mm-hmm.
Our first year in operation, we wanted to raise $7,500. We raised $25,000,
mm-hmm.
and every year it's gone up from then. We've been instrumental in helping get the Da Vinci surgical robotic machine up here.
I tell people what the Da Vinci is. I find this just fascinating.
The Da Vinci is a robotic surgical machine that is very precise, and the doctors use it with a video camera. They only make an incision in the body of a couple inches. The arms go into the body, and they're able to, mostly the reason we got it was for prostate cancer. They're able to
very
remove
precise, very precise.
And remove the prostate, and you're out of the hospital the next day. Instead of being a more invasive procedure where the incision could be a foot, you know, and they have to open you up and they have to cut muscles and things like that, and you could be in the hospital for days. And so we expressed an interest in getting that. Dignity responded and got it. Since then, they've also we helped them with the three-arm Da Vinci. They went out and bought another one, a four-arm. Mm-hmm. One of the issues where the doctors weren't able to train on it because it was being used. So we went out in the second year of our existence and bought them a simulator, a training simulator.
Sure.
So they could train on it and not actually use the machine and take it down for patients that mm-hmm. they were using it.
Now, this is used besides, you know, a woman I knew had a gallbladder operation back in the early 80s. She had a scar across her belly where they opened her up. It had to be 6 inches when
right.
they went in to get it. Now I guess they use the Da Vinci to go in, and you literally go into like through your navel and maybe a little cut on your side, and they take it all out. And you can't even tell.
Right.
I mean, this is the type of work this can do. And you all were very instrumental in your organization to getting this here.
Yes. You know, and Dignity, they were very responsive.
Absolutely.
They were very responsive to us in that.
So you can use it for any type of surgery in reality.
Yes.
And it's very precise. The doctors are looking at a screen in front of them, and they're moving the arms via the technology.
Right.
And when we say precise, I mean, we're as good as a doctor is, as good as he is, there's that, you know, this machine doesn't move at all. It just cuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we actually, when we brought it up, we got to go in and use it. We got to go use it, and it's just like, it's really neat. You're using your fingers, and they had a little obstacle course that we took a ball through, and mm-hmm. it was really, it's very, very, very
responsive, precise, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you know, and so you have a fundraiser every year for this, is this correct?
Well, it's not necessarily a fundraiser. Well, it's a thank you to our partners and our sponsors. We raise the money. And we come up with a project that Dignity and us get together, and we come up with a project. And mm-hmm. then in September, we thank our partners and sponsors with a day out at Gold Hills. We turn the golf course into all par threes. We offer 5,000.
Instead of par eights?
Well, only for you.
I think the par eight is, you know, how come we have to stop after five? Okay, why do you have to stop? To me, as long as you're out there enjoying yourself, whacking away. So.
Well, that's how golf's supposed to be. But we turn this into a fun event. It's, like I said, it's a thank you to our partners and our event sponsors. And we offer, you know, we take care of you. Once you get there, you don't want for anything.
Okay.
And we have a $5,000 hole-in-one prize. On every hole. So we have 18 $5,000 hole-in-one prizes. We have a KP prize on every hole that's worth up to $500. So you come away with something.
A what kind of prize? A KP?
Closest to the pin.
Oh, okay.
For you, we'll do closest to the green.
How about I got off the drive. I got off the tee.
We could make a special Carl Bott.
Off the tee. OFT. Off the tee.
Yeah, we'll make a special Carl Bott award.
Past the woman's tee. That is big.
Okay. I can't.
Don't even go there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm here with Curtis Byron. We're talking about the, again, you know, today's kind of a, you know, with Curtis is a community day, talking about things that are going on, that things have happened in our city that were very, very positive. Of course, we're going to also talk about some things that aren't so positive as we move forward after this break, but also about what you see in the growth of what's happening here in Redding. You've been here since you were 3 months old. And so you've grown up in Redding over the last 60 years. So, I mean, the changes, I imagine, you know, electricity, paved roads, all these things that came in, that come into to Redding. I'm just kidding about that.
No, Hilltop wasn't paved when I was there.
You know, everybody tells me that. You know, Hilltop was just, you know, it was ground out there. And it was. And I'm thinking, Hilltop, yeah, oh, no, that wasn't paved. But the changes that we're seeing for the positive, but also we've had some changes that maybe not so positive. So I'd like to discuss that with you because you are in tune with a lot of the stuff that's going on, Curtis. We'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know, when you think about SST Oil, you talk about being here for 60 years, being born and raised here. SST Oil has been here, been a company since 1967. And you think about that, 1967, Bonnie and Clyde was the premier movie, or The Dirty Dozen. And you think about that, this is how long they've been around here. And why have they been around this long? Because they provide outstanding service, service-oriented company. It's owned by the employees. They are a proud member of the CFN Fleetwide Fueling Network, which I use. You can get a card there, and it's good in 59,000 different spots. Every month I get this really great little synopsis of where I've been, how much gas I've used. They are a company that cares about our city. Every time you see an event, here comes SST Oil, and they're supporting it. Bill Casparino, Dana, the whole group of them down there. If you're looking for maybe a future job or a job right now, they've always got spots for good people. Give them a call, 241-1167. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:32 in the morning, 76 degrees.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
February 22, 1982. Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. I said I'm giving it away, and it is for our third caller, our Safari Club International. You just heard it, a certificate for two people to attend this year's 25th anniversary of the Safari Club International. It's going to be next Saturday, April the 27th. It starts at about 5 p.m. They'll be out there probably around 9, 9:30, because they have so much stuff that they're giving away. You've got a chance to win rifles, trips, everything you could possibly imagine under the sun. So for our third caller, it's 605-4567. You get a certificate worth $90 to Reading Regional Chapter Safari Club International. And their 2019 annual banquet next Saturday at Wind River. So give us a call. Third caller wins. Curtis, keep your hands off that. Okay, you've got something else for Louis Miramontes, and then I want to give him, because we have Claypool Knights rolling in right behind you here.
Yeah. On June 16th and 17th, the Louis Miramontes and the Colt 45s have teamed up to do a third annual Swing with the Legends. And we bring in retired Major League Baseball players into Reading for a dinner auction and a golf tournament.
Mm-hmm.
We're having it on Father's Day this year, so get your dad or get your child and come in and see these guys.
Your child take your father?
Yes, absolutely. There you go. That's what we're encouraging.
Yeah.
Anyway, these guys are the Oakland A's and Giants of the eras of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, where playing baseball was not a job. It was their life, and they loved it.
Yeah.
They're wonderful to talk to.
Yeah.
I encourage it if you want your kids to.
It's a great event, a great, great event. These guys are very positive.
And if your kids meeting these guys, they have a great influence and a great representation of how it's supposed to be. And so give us a call. You give Rick Bozzetti a call or myself.
And what's the numbers?
My number is 209-5860. Rick's is 227-4443.
There you go. And you can get tickets for this. Hey, real quickly, because we're going to take a break, like Claypool Knights revving their engines out here.
Sure.
Your take on what's happening with Reading, Curtis?
Reading's, it has been going through a transition for about the last 20 years where it doesn't have an identity. There's no identity, and there's different organizations and different leadership taking it in these different directions, and it needs to get back on track. In my opinion, we need to get our identity, which to me is like health. I was talking about healthcare, tourism, those types of things need to be encouraged for Reading, and the leadership in Reading and Shasta County need to get on board with that. This is a great area. It's a great community. I've traveled all over the United States, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. You know, we're so giving and so loving that the leadership in the area needs to get on board with getting Redding's identity and taking us there. Okay. And they're not doing it, and it needs to be done.
What do you think about all the building downtown?
I love it.
All the construction, everything that's going on here, I think it's exciting as hell.
We were here, did the cruise before the mall.
Yeah, well, you were doing the cruise back when it was, you know, you could still cruise up and down Pine Street, probably.
Oh, Pine Street. It was Market Street, Pine Street, California Street. Oh, KRDG was, everybody was parked outside with KRDG up there. I mean, it was cool.
It was cool.
Yeah, and so I'm glad to see them revitalizing it. I give my hats off to Jamie Lynn. Yeah. He's been instrumental in doing it, and he's a good guy.
Jamie Lynn, I'd like to have him on the show sometime. Maybe you can help me out
he's
with that.
He's pretty shy.
I know, but that's okay because he's doing a lot, as are many others. Brent is back into it.
Brent.
Of course, we've had Danny Knott on several times and the McConnell Foundation. We're looking at big here.
I'll talk to Jamie. I'll see if I can talk him into it.
Curtis Byron, Siskiyou Insurance. You're one of the people that does so much for our community, for free. He does it because he loves his community.
That's right.
You know, for doing things from Louis Marimontes Fund to the bringing in the Da Vinci machine with dignity and so many other things you do for our community. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you. You're the same.
Oh, okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages with Cool April Nights.
Your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Saturday, April 20th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal. $5 free slot play and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Classic cars are better at the river. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
It takes honor, it takes courage, it takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 and 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Ralph Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Hey, I'm here with Baron Browning and Deborah.
Deborah Fox.
Deborah Fox. How could I forget that? Because, you are a fox.
Thank you.
Hey, by the way, we gave away those tickets, or gave away that coupon for the Reading Regional Chapters of the 25th anniversary of Safari Club International. Just come on down and pick it up anytime this week. And thanks for entering and calling in. Baron and Deborah are here because it's time. April nights.
It is.
How many? Talk to me about this.
Cool April nights. We are very excited. We are very excited. We're a large part of the community. It's the biggest event that Reading has. We bring a lot of revenue to the area because we fill the hotels and the restaurants.
You spend easily over $1 million.
Brought into the city?
Yeah,
well, we're
in.
Told that it's over 5 or 6.
$6 million. That's what I mean. So it's over $5 or $6 million for this week.
But for us, we're a nonprofit organization,
right.
And all of the money that we make, we donate back to the youth of our community.
Well, I know that.
We're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. And we have donated to date a little over $950,000. So this year we're shooting for $1 million. We're hoping to push it over million-dollar mark.
That's right. We're going to do $1 million this year.
Yes, we are.
So, you know, one of the ways we can do this is if just take one of the cars, maybe two of the cars, and hold them for ransom.
There we go.
How about this? What if we sell one? Can you imagine that? Okay, I'm going to sell my 1965 or 67 Cobra. One of a kind, and all the money we'll donate to the kids and the organizations here.
And we accept your check.
And we'll accept that check in a heartbeat. Okay. Baron Browning, of course, is here. Baron is another person that, you know what, Baron, I don't know why you have time to, now you have time to run your business.
Well, Baron is the voice of Cool April Nights.
Oh, well, he's, you know what, you're the voice down at the baseball games, you're, okay, you know, we may have to hire you to do, you know, voiceovers right here in the station here. Aaron, what do you like about Cool April Nights?
Well, you know, this year being the 30th anniversary, we got together with Cool April Nights earlier this year. We actually announced it at our Anderson Christmas parade this year. But for the first time, we'll have a show and shine in Anderson. That's tomorrow from 1:30 to 5:30. We kick off tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at Lithia Chevrolet, and then we move on to Kent's after that tomorrow, and then to Anderson River Park. So we have a lot going on to start the week.
And Wind River.
Wind River, yes.
Okay, now, you've given me two wristbands here.
Yes, I have.
Now, what are these for?
Those wristbands, we'll get them in the front gate, and we have music during the week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Papa Fez on Thursday, Decades on Friday, and the Eagles Tribute Band, Boys of Summer, on Saturday night, and those will get you in the door.
Okay, now this will get you in the door where?
The front gate on Saturday.
At?
The convention center.
The convention center. Okay.
And then,
I'll make sure everybody understands this.
On Saturday.
You've been doing it for a year or two. I know it kind of is in there, but okay.
On Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night at the convention center.
Right.
On the main stage, we have entertainment. It's $10 to get into the door. And enjoy those entertainers. And those bands will get you in the door.
Okay, and I'm going to give away these two bands.
Plus the
big
show on
Saturday.
And the big show on Saturday and Sunday. Yes.
Okay, and you can get in there and see all the cars,
yes,
and all this, and now that you're saving yourself. Well, it doesn't make any difference. You're going to have a great time. I'm giving away
absolutely
two of these wristbands right now. 605-4567. Give us a call, and you can go down and enjoy not only the music if you want to. And these are removable bands.
They are not removable bands.
Oh, they're not? Once you put them on?
Those are a slide, and once you pull them, they are tight. You cannot back them off.
So then you will, in other words, then once you have them on Wednesday, I mean, put mine on right now and keep it on. Give us a call, 605-4567, come down and pick up your bands. And you're going to be ready for Cool Apron Nights right there.
Everybody's going to be ready. And don't forget, Asphalt Cowboys are having their annual pancake breakfast at Cool April Nights on Saturday and Sunday.
For $5.
$5.
Yeah. Oh, another one. Oh, another one. Their annual one they do there. I think of Roaring Gulch, you know, because we have the rodeo coming up here. They do that too, yeah.
It's their test cooking that they do for.
They need to practice because, you know, their batter sometimes has too much beer in it. Have you ever noticed that? Then, you know, and sometimes they put German beer in it, and it's just a little different. So I imagine they need to practice because, you know, God knows they haven't done this except for the last 80 years. Okay, let's talk about my favorite spot, the cruise.
Yes.
How many cars?
Well, we're looking at right now, I'm going to guesstimate over 1,800, but I think we're going to be closer to 2,000 cars. This year. It's our 30th anniversary. The weather's fabulous. We've got emails and phone calls coming in every day. People on our website, people on our Facebook page commenting.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be a lot of people.
Well, now I'm going to throw this one out at you because we had Red Bluff Roundup gents in here the other day. And the same time Kenny came in through here. And Kenny, you know, Kenny's in charge of the Shows and Shines, or what's Kenny doing?
Ken Koster is the gentleman that has put together all of the Show and Shines, which we have tripled.
And he just, you know, every year we would go to our friend's home, and it would be like a convention of Camaros, the muscle cars. And now this year, we're always, it seems like in the last 2 years, we are engaged in something else. But Ken ran into Dave from Red Bluff Roundup, and Dave said, "Why don't we work together in such a way is that you get the roundup on this weekend, and people stay for the Cool April Nights?"
I believe some of them do.
I
know several people that have cars.
But
that are
imagine
cowboys.
That if you could get you get several thousand people roll through for Red Bluff Roundup, and then they just kind of stay for our. I mean, you can make it a 10-day event right here in
and
our city,
right
and county.
Into the rodeo week. In Reading.
After that. Yes. Well, now you're talking about staying here in a month, which I think is a good idea. But those two seem like it could be workable. Anyway, okay. Now, when we talk about cars, do you have a
– I do not have a car.
Is this the one thing you're not – you don't have?
I don't have a car.
Is a 60 –
Well, I have a car, but I don't have a car.
Not like that.
No.
Deborah?
I do not. I grew up in a classic family. My dad built his first Roadster at 14. I do love to tell that story. But I do not have a classic car myself, but I have a passion for the youth of our community and our community in general, and I think that everybody needs to volunteer in some way.
Do you, and we love you for that. I mean, thank you so much. I mean, everybody does this, you know, they volunteer for this. I mean, nobody gets money out of this.
No, we're a board of 12 members, and we are all volunteers. We all work full-time jobs, and this is our... This is our social life.
Your social life becomes, I imagine as you get closer and closer, your social life takes over everything else. You're talking about this. Now, talking to one of the men, I talked to several of them, but I said, so, how much money you got in this car? Because they find him a rusted Hulk someplace. Oh, I've got probably, you know, $30,000 in the car for parts and all that. Does that include labor? And they just look at me. They just look at me. No, it does not include labor because it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, and they work together on these cars.
Absolutely.
Are we seeing the youth? Are we seeing younger people? Are we afraid of something like this is going to be like a dying breed?
No, absolutely not. And, in fact, our theme this year is generations. And what we want to show people is your car becomes a part of your family. Sometimes they're handed down to a grandchild, and a father and son will work as – together and build a car. To me, the youth of our community needs to know about these cars. They need to learn. And we have people that are willing to work with them if they are not in a classic car family. And this year's show, we're going to be highlighting a little bit more on you can't get instant gratification. You're not going to end up with that $250,000 Cadillac for your first classic car. You may start off with a 1978 Datsun pickup. But You have to start somewhere. Please go into the, if you're going to the show, go into the convention, inside the convention center, and our display this year will represent that. We have a new event this year.
Okay.
The Inside Show is Kids' Choice Award.
Mm-hmm.
We will have kids 16 and under get to vote for their favorite car on the Inside Show, and we will award on Sunday at the Circle of Champions the winner of that Inside Show car, the Kids' Choice Award.
Oh, that's great. Okay, now, you know what everybody's talking about, you know, usually the Colorful Nights is next week, but no, we're starting tomorrow.
Yes,
with,
we are.
We have Show and Shines at Lithia Chevrolet, Kent's Meats, Wind River Casino, Anderson River Park, and Big League Dreams. Wow, already starting like that. And, of course, Sunday, well, it's
Easter.
Easter, Red Bluff Roundup.
Yes.
The Monday, the Palisadros Chamber of Commerce, real estate firms. Tuesday, Windsor Car Care, Shasta Center, Show and Shine, Riverview Golf and Country Club. Wednesday is the one we're going to be the do a remote at, right downtown in front of the Cascade Theater. So come on down and see us at downtown Park and Shine. And Calypso Nights registration opens that day.
Registration opens on Wednesday. We have over 1,300 cars registered at this point. So we are still accepting registration, but it's just not online. And it's become a tradition for a lot of people. They wait to register at the convention center because they want to see those people that they haven't seen in years, and it's kind of a meeting place for them to start.
And then, of course, on Friday, April 26th, a week from today,
The cruise.
6:30 in the evening starts. I mean, it starts really kind of before that. I mean, everybody has got their places laid out. What it is you go down and you hope you have friends that own businesses down there.
Yes.
Okay, Carl. Okay, Linda, we'll save you a spot here. Okay, once you come on here, you put your little chairs out at 2 in the morning.
Oh, no, they've already started. There's already plastic tape. There's chairs out there already.
Okay, you guys knew about the big archery tournament. Where am I? I drive down there. I don't see that stuff. Okay, they're already out there then.
There's a lot of people that are already setting up, yeah.
And then there's going to be a huge Clipper Nights cruise after party there.
Yes.
At the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then Cool April Nights. That is an individual party.
Right. That's
Cool April Nights does have things going on at the convention center that night. After the cruise, you'll be listening to Decades.
That's right. They're there from 8:30. And, of course, Saturday, the pancake breakfast. You got Rock and Ron there from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
He'll be there Saturday and Sunday in the Ragtop Terrace.
There you go. Spinning those old original 45s, and Ron has them. Linda knows him real well. Then you have a number of other people, of course, that are coming in, the Boys of Summer and all this. And then Sunday is kind of like when things kind of start winding down.
Let's not forget Thursday night is Papa Fez. Papa Fez is a local band.
Okay.
And they are a group of engineers and scientists that get together and play, and they are amazing. You would love their music. So it'll be a lot of fun this week.
And those people that just won these
wristbands,
you can go in Thursday,
mm-hmm. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
What mm-hmm. about Sunday?
Yep.
And Sunday, too. Mm-hmm. So, and we've got winners for that. Is that correct? Okay.
Well, let's talk how do you get there. So, there's parking is obviously an issue.
Right.
We've got tons of cars everywhere. There's no place to park at the Civic Center. So, please go downtown and take RABA. RABA is free. It runs every 15 minutes. And we encourage you to go downtown and park. And the RABA will take you right to Viking Skate Country. And you get dropped right off next to where
you
we're
are.
At.
You know what?
Also, there's a lot of swag. People are commenting, wanting to know where we're going to have all the shirts and all the apparel at. You can get those starting tomorrow at Anderson River Park at Kent's Meats, and then on Wednesday at Riverview Country Club. And then Wednesday through Sunday, you can get it at the Civic.
Riverview Country Club is Tuesday.
Sorry,
okay.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't
now, the schedule of events is
yes.
online, I'm sure.
It is.
And you can, but it tells everything that's going on. I mean, this is just packed. And we're going to have a great time. We're going to have 2,000 cars
Absolutely.
On the cruise. On the Think about this. 2,000 cars.
30th anniversary.
Linda got in trouble. We were out there announcing, and she said, light it up. And this guy did it. And they came running back and said, don't do that anymore, Linda.
Yeah.
Light it up.
We ask that you not light it up on
or encourage
on
people, Carl.
Or to encourage people because
Linda stood out there. Light it up! And this guy goes, And then people, I mean, I swear, we were, no, no, don't do that anymore, Carl. Okay. No, it was Linda. It was Linda did this. So,
because there are so many spectators out there, we do not want anybody's back in getting loose and hitting somebody.
He spun his tires and he stopped. So, anyway, okay. Cool April Nights, if you don't know about it, you've lived under a rock here.
Deborah and Fox, you can catch everything on coolaprilnights.com, and that's cool with a K.
Always.
And I have one last thing that I'd like to mention.
Okay.
If anybody would like to volunteer, we are looking for people to help with registration. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you will receive a wristband and a volunteer T-shirt. We have a contest every year within the Shasta County Schools, and we give them our theme for the year, and the students draw pictures, and they turn them into us, and then we vote on them. And that picture goes on all of our volunteer shirts. This year, a young lady from Turtle Bay won. Their class won $500 for that drawing.
Oh, that's great. So. Okay, hey, Baron Browning and Deborah Fox, Cool April Nights. This is the event of the year.